News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Bryan School District, has announced a town hall meeting Thursday evening, 6 o'clock, two different locations for those of you who are interested in giving your input into who should be the district's next superintendent. You can speak at one of two locations, both at the same time, Thursday evening at 6 at Jane Long Middle School Cafeteria or the Bryan High Silver Cafeteria. Had an opportunity to visit with Bryan ISD Board of Trustees President Pat Shields about the search firm that the board hired last year. They'll be in town all day Thursday collecting information.
Yes, sir, and that's one thing that we wanted to do is have a lot of public input because we really want to have a feeling of, you know, all aspects of, you know, not just from a board's perspective or administrator's perspective, but we want businessmen, we want parents, we want community members and taxpayers to come out and, you know, let the search firm know what they want them to find in a superintendent.
And do you find maybe it's going to be, I'm struggling for the right word here, maybe it's easier to talk, it's maybe easier to talk to the consultants versus talking to a board member?
I think it will be because they're kind of, you know, still working on putting the profile together of exactly what kind of candidate that the community wants or needs as their next, you know, executive for the school district. And I think with two simultaneous ones, a Thursday night one at Bryan High and one at Jane Long, that we can reach out to, you know, the public and they can attend whichever one's closer to them.
Sort of off on a tangent, have you heard officially or unofficially any buzz among people who might be interested in applying for the job?
No, not really. I mean, all the applications are going directly to BWP and not here locally. And they're going to, you know, get the slate of candidates, get them together and, you know, kind of go through and see what, if they fit what our needs are in this district.
Has BWP received any applications yet?
They have not told me if they have or not. It's been a day or two since I've spoken with them, but they thought that they were expecting a good amount of interest in this job.
How regular is your contact with them?
We speak every week or so, but I mean, they haven't mentioned any applications because, you know, they're really going to go through them and look and, you know, see if their profile is what we're looking for really before, you know, telling us who all has applied.
I was just kind of curious about how often you're visiting with them or how often they're getting hold of you. That, to me, kind of speaks volumes of how interested they are in making sure that they do the district right.
Well, you know, I talk to them all through the Christmas holidays, and they're very good about calling if they need something or wanting something. And I'm really impressed with their how hard they're working because, you know, on Monday after Christmas, I really wasn't expecting a phone call from them. And I got one. So I think, you know, they're doing their due diligence to, you know, bring us a good set of candidates.
So while they're laying the groundwork, then it's kind of incumbent among those who have any sort of interest in the Bryan School District to speak their minds, sort of like a wedding, you know, speak now, forever hold your peace.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, you know, not everybody's going to be 100% satisfied, but I think we're doing our due diligence to come up with the best person for the job through this firm and their town hall meetings. They've already done individual board member interviews. They've interviewed most all of the administrators at central office. That day also, we're going to have a businessman's town hall at noon, and they're going to have several town halls with employee groups, principals, teachers, and whatnot throughout the day. So actually, there will be about six different kind of town hall sort of meetings that day. They'll have their whole team up here in Bryan for that day. That morning, they're going to have a faith-based at 8:30 for the ministers, the local ministers, to put their input in, and that will be at Davila Middle School. And then after that, I think they're going to do principals, and even in the afternoon, they'll do some auxiliary workers, food service and janitorial and bus driving and that sort of thing, because, you know, we want to get the big picture, the entire picture. And then I believe at 4 o'clock we're going to have principals, you know, so they, I mean, teachers, after, you know, they finished with their days at school. So it's going to be a very full day for that, for BWP.
Well, they've been around for a while. They seem to know what they're doing.
They're very impressive, you know. They kind of know what they need to do, where they need to go, and where they can head, you know. So I'm really liking what we're seeing from them so far.
And apparently, they're asking the right questions so far, and they're also good listeners.
I feel like they have, you know, and I kind of feel like, you know, that after they've, you know, they kind of figure out, you know, the personalities of the people around and what each individual wants, but, you know, they're compiling it as a group need base rather than just what one or two people might want.
Have I covered all the bases?
I think pretty much so, but, you know, we sure like, you know, to have as many people come out and put their 2 cents in worth as possible.
Sounds like they'll hang around as long as there's people to make comments.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's going to, I don't know that, you know, that we as a board are actually going to be that involved. It's, you know, this town hall forum, it's for what, you know, the people can say to them, and, you know, and so it's for the public.
Have they given you any sort of calendar then, once they collect all this information on Thursday, how fast they can turn that around and compile it and tell you all what they've been able to find out?
No, I don't have an exact date on what day they'll get back to us with that. You know, they do have kind of a timeline of when things are going to happen and, you know, when we'll have a finalist name or semifinalist name and that sort of thing. So it's going to be a lot of work, but we should have a finalist name by the 1st of April, early in April.
Comments from Pat Shields, the president of the Board of Trustees of the Bryan Independent School District, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.